Preparing for the Return of the King. Day 2 Devotional. The Lord must find us in the process of sanctification, purification, and repentance. But at the same time, he must find us with immense joy and contentment at his return. It is a great mistake to live life as if Jesus were never coming back. To live aware that his return is soon helps us to act correctly in the circumstances of life. Matthew 24:44. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. 1 Peter 1:6-7 says, so be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honour on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. 1 John 3:2-3 says, dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as he is pure. Let's reflect. What is God's promise to people who look forward to his coming? How do I feel every time I think about the return of Jesus? Am I preparing for the return of Jesus? Am I really aware that Jesus is going to return at some point? Set aside a moment to pray, and may the Lord bring conviction for his coming and longing to see him face to face. Verse to memorize, Malachi 3:17. They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father who spares an obedient child.